that they moved up the release date from spring 1996 to November 1995. The story of a group of toys that come to life, and the fears of the cowboy Woody that he will be displaced by a space toy astronaut Buzz Lightyear, the film opened on November 22nd and was an immediate sensation, a technological breakthrough, and a compelling and exciting story. The new hip magazine Wired featured Toy Story on its cover, and the article noted that the movie had required a bank of 300 Sun microprocessors and 800,000 hours of computing time. Each frame required 300 megabytes of information. Roy Disney was astonished that the CAPS system he'd fought for 10 years earlier had evolved into something so complex and artistically liberating. In one scene, Buzz Lightyear jumps off a bed, bounces off a ball, rebounds off the ceiling, and spins around a hanging toy helicopter. Unlike the static backgrounds of conventional animation, the walls, ceilings, and objects expand and contract to simulate the high-speed perspective of Buzz. "It's an amazing ride," concluded Chicago Sun-Times critic Roger Ebert. "A visionary roller coaster of a movie. I felt I was in at the dawn of a new era of movie animation, which draws on the best of cartoons and reality, creating a world somewhere in between, where space not only bends, but snaps, crackles, and pops." Costing $30 million, Toy Story was a huge box office success, grossing nearly $200 million in the United States alone. And it was a windfall for the Consumer Products Division and the Disney stores, since the very concept of the movie was toys, all of which could be manufactured and sold. Eisner reacted swiftly, ordering Schumacher to negotiate a new, longer-term agreement with Pixar to replace the original three-picture deal with one that provided for 7 feature films, a 50-50 split of revenues, and reserved to Disney control over any sequels and rights to consumer products. As they had for years, the Ovitzes and Eisners spent both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day together in Aspen, alternating between their houses. On Christmas Eve that year, Eisner handed Ovitz a handwritten note. "1996 is going to be a great year. We are going to be a great team. We, every day, are working better together. Time will be on our side. We will be strong, smart, and unstoppable. And I think it will be fun because both of our hearts are in the right place and pumping. I have a lot to learn from you, and that is something I look forward to. Only a really smart person, I hope I am, realizes that he can always be educated. I am ready for more. Everybody knows we are winners. Every day I am thankful we are together. Here's to 1996. Fun, success, and little stress." Michael, December 24th, 1995. 10. At Disney's live-action operation, David Vogel was pouring his efforts into 101 Dalmatians, which was now scheduled to be the successor to Toy Story as the event film for the 1996 holiday season. Though Vogel and Joe Roth had called on Glenn Close during her triumphant Broadway run as Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard, she had turned down the part of Cruella de Vil, the glamorous but evil dog napper at the